Let us worship God and sing to his praise in Psalm 105, Psalm 105. And from the beginning, verses 1 to verse 7. Give thanks to God, call on his name, to men whose deeds make known. Sing ye to him, sing psalms, proclaim his wondrous works each one. See that ye in his holy name to glory do accord, and let the heart of everyone rejoice that seeks the Lord Almighty and his strength with steadfast hearts seek ye, his blessed and his gracious face seek ye continually. Think on the works that he hath done which admiration breed, his wonders and the judgments all which from his mouth proceed. And so on, verses 1 to 7 of Psalm 105, to God's praise, give thanks to God. Stand to pray. Eternal and ever blessed God, as we stand before thee, as we bow our heads, may our hearts likewise be bowed before thee, that in our worship we would seek to lift up the name of Christ, and that we would seek to honour and to glorify thy holy name. for thou art worthy of all our praise and adoration. Indeed, O Lord, however much we may be even in a measure in the spirit of worship, we will never attain to what we ought to be in thy presence. We pray nevertheless that thou would hear us as we call upon thee in the name of Jesus, in the name of the man at thy right hand, in the name of our holy intercessor, our Redeemer, our sacrifice, and our hope. Thy word tells us that there is no other name given amongst men whereby we must be saved. Jesus Christ himself, the Savior, told us that he is the way of access unto the Father. And so we come, we pray tonight, whether in spoken or in silent prayer, pleading whose merits, pleading whose name. O Lord, our God, thou art the one who has done all things well. That can be said of none else, but of God himself. And so we believe that in the creation of this world, that it was perfectly made, and yet it was marred in a mysterious way by sin. But that was no mystery to thee, even in thy creation. And we see now much of what is in rebellion against thee. When we see sin, it seems that it has affected every part of this world and universe. And even we read of the whole earth itself groaning. What a picture that is of the ravages of sin in this world. But, O Lord, for ourselves as thy created beings, those in whom thou hast implanted a soul as no other creature, we are those who are particularly accountable to thee. For it's through our first parent, Adam, that sin entered into this world. And we, being in Adam, are still and will continue in sin. But we bless thee for the new birth that enables some to be born again of the Spirit of God, so now to be in Christ, so that one day to be with Christ will be far better. For that is what thou hast promised to all who love thy name, all who have come to faith, all who have put their faith and trust in him, the one who loved them and gave himself for them. Oh, what a glorious hope thy people have tonight. What a wonder that any of us here would have that hope, that despite all our sinfulness, past, present, and future, that we have the hope and assurance from thy word that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses from all sin. And some of us, O Lord, have much to be much ashamed about as we look back in our past lives. And we pray, Lord, that thou would continue to have mercy upon us. And while these sins may trouble ourselves from time to time, oh, how we thank thee that they are dealt with in him who loved us and gave himself for us. And as thy people struggle every day with the flesh against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh, we pray that thou would give them that grace in time of need. Thy word tells us that thy grace is sufficient and thy strength made perfect in their weakness. And we do know, Lord God, much of our own weakness as we fight against our sinful nature, but we thank thee that thy people are never left to themselves in these situations. And so we pray tonight that each of us here, if we know thee and love thee, that we would find comfort in this. And if there be amongst us some who still have not made their peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ, that thou would speak a word to them from the youngest to the oldest. May none of us, O Lord, be found falling short on that great day. For we know not when we shall be called out of this scene of time. When we think, gracious God, that in the world even since we have begun this service, that some will have passed into eternity. And even in this very city, no doubt that numbers will likewise have been called out of this sin of time. O blessed Lord, help us to prepare for the great day that awaits, when we also shall be called. O that we would be found to be in Christ, to be found in him and in him alone, not trusting ourselves, not in the arm of flesh, but in the living and the true Saviour, our Lord and Master. We do pray for the enabling of thy Holy Spirit, for it is vain for us to meet, O Lord God, except we are led by thy Spirit indeed and dwelt by thy Spirit. We thank thee that we have thy word before us, and we pray that thou would bless it to us. Bless the singing of thy praise. We thank thee that we have the holy psalms to sing, the word that God himself has left to us. And we pray that as we sing, that we do so from our hearts. We thank thee for those who lead in the praise in this congregation, and we rejoice, O Lord, with them, that God has gifted them in that way. We do pray that thou would remember the congregation at this time. We think, O Lord, of the situation in their vacancy, that thou would have already, and we believe that thou hast that already, a man of thine own choosing to be the pastor over them, and that the people here would pray much to know, indeed, continue to know the Lord's mind and will in these matters. We ask thy blessing then upon the members here. Pray for them that they would be much in prayer, and in their own private situations that they would know more of the Lord. Remember the adherents, we pray for them. We pray for the children and the young people. We thank thee again for parents who seek to bring up their children in the fear and nurture of the Lord. We do pray that thou would remember the office bearers, bless the deacons and the elders in their particular responsibilities, especially at a time of vacancy. We pray that thou would enable them to be true followers of Christ, upholding his name in this very place, in this very building. And we ask now that thou would continue with us as we commit ourselves to thee, we commit our families, our loved ones to thee, and we commit to thee the cause of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that thou as our Father in heaven would look upon us in mercy, and that we would know indeed the fatherly care and love and concern that can be thy people's when they seek thy face. So continue with us now. Keep us from sin. Help us to focus on what is before us in thy holy word. And the glory shall be thine in Christ. Amen. We're going to sing again, this time in Psalm number 20. Psalm number 20, and we're going to sing the whole psalm. Jehovah, hear thee in the day when trouble he doth send, and let the name of Jacob's God thee from all ill defend. O let him help send from above out of his sanctuary, from Zion his own holy hill, let him give strength to thee. Let him remember all thy gifts, accept thy sacrifice. Grant thee thine heart's wish, and fulfill thy thoughts and counsel wise. So we'll sing Psalm 20, singing the whole psalm to God's praise. Jehovah, hear thee in the day. Scriptures to Paul's letter to the Philippians and chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3. Reading from the beginning of the chapter. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me indeed is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the concision. For we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more, circumcised the eighth day, of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk, so as ye have us for an example. For many walk of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Amen. And may the Lord bless to us that reading of his own holy and inspired and infallible word. From verse 7, the second version of Psalm 143, Lord, let my prayer prevail, to answer it make speed. For lo, my spirit doth fail, hide not thy face in need, lest I be like to those that do in darkness sit, or him that downward goes into the dreadful pit. Because I trust in thee, O Lord, cause me to hear thy loving kindness free when morning doth appear. Cause me to know the way wherein my path should be, for why my soul on high I do lift up to thee. To the end of the psalm, Psalm 143, second version, Lord, let my prayer prevail.